And of course, a lot of things happening here in Atlanta all summer long. So many things happening in the world of culture. And one mainstay that's coming back to the ATL is the Pan-African Film Festival, happening August the 7th through the 10th over there at the newly renovated and historic Plaza Theater located on Ponce de Leon. And to talk about this wonderful event is their executive director, Akuyo Babu. How you doing, sir?
Hey, it's wonderful to be back on sacred ground.
Yes,
Atlanta,
the red clay, the red clay of the ATL. Well, welcome back, sir. And first and foremost, man, I have to congratulate you because this is what, your 22nd year, something
about
like that.
22nd year, yeah.
Yeah, congratulate you. You guys started back in 1992 doing this.
Yeah.
What was the intent, man? Because you started with some really great folk.
Well, the intent is what we're doing here. We just were not satisfied with the fact that you go to the regular movies or go to film festivals, and the broad spectrum of our experience was not being shown, very narrow part of it was being shown. And we knew there were hundreds of black films from the States, independent new films, hundreds from around the world that were just, people were not seeing it, and we thought it was important for us to see the wide spectrum of who we are. You know, as a result of the slave trade and the colonization, we've been spread all over the planet. So a little bit of our story, a little bit of our music is everywhere. And if you put all those stories together and put all that music together, you begin to have a more nuanced, sophisticated understanding of our life. Also, it enriches your life. You know, if you just listen to yourself, you'd stagnate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when Dizzy Gillespie, when Dizzy said, hey, jazz is stagnating. We got to go and go get Chano Pozo and Mongo Santamaria from Cuba, that African spirit. Let's mix that with the African spirit in New York.
Right.
That made jazz go on. Johnny Guitar Watts, before Johnny died, I had a conversation with Johnny. He says, you know, the blues needs a rejuvenation. We got to get some fusion. So he went over to Mali, was listening to Ali Faki Touré, which is the root of the blues, and Taj Mahal's trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Taj Mahal.
So that's what we do, and we think that it brings us, it's enjoyment, it's entertainment, and you walk away with some insights, some understanding that you might not have got because you didn't get over to Lagos, you didn't get over to Haiti, or the Nigerians didn't get to New York because it's all one, you know. So that's what we're trying to do. We're going to be here for Thursday, starting tomorrow through Sunday, at the Plaza Theater on Highland and
Ponce de Leon. And you know, let me stop right there because I think that's so interesting. You know, I saw a movie in the 1990s. It had to be around 95, 96. I can't remember the exact date, but the movie Sankofa. And I saw Sankofa in that theater,
right?
Which is a legendary. So it's interesting that this is happening
back
at that theater. But that movie, along with Daughters of the Dust and all these interesting films, showed me that there is an independent.
Yes.
You know, that's another aspect of this film festival as well, that independent nature of taking the bull by the horns
exactly.
and creating your own legacy and also telling your own story. Talk about that aspect of
independent is where the creativity comes from. Our opening night film is the independent film called Supremacy, starring Danny Glover. By the way, Danny is coming in to be on the on the program. Hopefully we'll get him in the studio.
And he's
here.
Also one of the founders of
he's
the festival.
He's one of the founders of the festival, one of the real founders of the festival, and hands-on still.
Mm-hmm.
And the independent, because of technology, you don't have to wait on the studio to discover you. You can go ahead and make your film. And then what you do is, and this is why it's very important for the listeners here to come out to the festival, you put your film in the festival, and this is where the distributors, the theater owners, see that there's an interest in the film.
Mm.
If you don't have big money behind the film. So it says, oh, well, people came out in Atlanta to the Pan-African Film Festival and came out to see Supremacy, and people like it. Let's put it in the theater.
So you guys are almost like a stage.
It's a stage.
Mm.
And this also gives people an opportunity. If you say, well, I went to a movie, nobody listened to what I had to say, just me and my wife went, or me and my girlfriend, whatever, and I'd like to have something to say about the film. You come to the festival, then this is where you make your statement.
Mm.
Also, a lot of distributors, a lot of directors, a lot of writers come looking for new talent, looking for new actors, new stories, because all the new stories are coming out of these independent films. And that's this film with Danny Glover is Danny, one of his best work he's done in years. Already there's a buzz about the Academy Award for him. to quickly just get you a little tease. He's ex-con, got a lot of black nationalism energy, Nation Islam energy about him, and he's trying to grapple with the fact that he's got a grandson, I believe it is, who done joined the police department.
Okay.
So he's trying to come to grips with all of that, right? So in the meantime, there's a white supremacist, a young white supremacist, breaks out of jail, escaping from the police, kicking Danny's door, trying to hide. And so there's a confrontation of the old ex-con black nest with the young white supremacist.
Oh, that's intense.
And they begin to discuss and talk about it.
Intense, okay.
And it's a fabulous, wow. Don't miss it.
And what's the name of this again?
Supremacy.
Okay.
And you, by the way, everybody can either go by the plaza and pick up tickets, or you can go on our website, get tickets. Our website is, again, paff.org, and click on PAF ATL. It all comes up, or well, Facebook.
Well, I want to talk about some more of the films, and in particular, you know, we are a radio station,
yes.
Course, a jazz station, so we got to talk about some of the films that deal with music, because I'm looking at some of them. One in particular is Titus. Which is out of the UK. Could you talk about that film?
Titus, it is a very important sense of the music, how we grapple with the commercial aspects, with the political, cultural aspects. How do we take this art form, protect it, and grow and develop? And it's a fabulous film.
And it's out of the UK.
Out of UK. Brothers, again, black folks in the UK doing it. Another film is that I'm excited about. You've been probably talking about it before. Rashawn Roland Kirk's film.
Oh, yeah.
Three-sided.
Yeah.
I think it's called Three-Sided Head.
Three-Sided Dream.
Three-Sided Dream.
Yeah.
For those who don't know Rashawn, or for those who remember Rashawn, let me just say this. Both these groups were supposed to get out to see that film. Rashawn, if you never saw him, never seen, I don't know if you ever saw him.
He was incredible. A one of a kind.
He had the ability to play three instruments at the same time.
He was blind.
Blind with three and play three different tunes at the same time.
Yeah.
Divide his brain three different ways.
Yeah.
And he said, and if you don't really want to deal with that, he wouldn't have got another little instrument he played with his nose. So he had four different songs.
Yeah, he played the
at
nose
the same
flute.
Time. Incredible. And he also had a philosophical, political, cultural understanding. He could talk about the music. So it wasn't just he could play.
He was very complex in his presentation
Extremely.
Of his art.
Very hip, very sophisticated.
Yeah, so many layers of him. And I was so glad to see a documentary on him. And, you know, me being
we screened when we saw that.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, man. Directed by Adam Kahan.
Yes.
But I want to talk about this other film. And it kind of deals with the hip-hop generation. But one called Till Infinity, about the Souls of Mischief out of
Souls
the Bay
of
Area.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of theirs. And they're celebrating 20 years, but you're bringing different generations together.
Because all of these different aspects is just another aspect of the wholeness of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if older people don't really pay attention to the Souls of Mischief, the Souls of Mischief don't really sit next to Rashawn Roland Kirk, or don't sit next to these, then we don't grow.
Right, right.
And that's why it's a fabulous film. There's another film called Culture. I'll call it in a minute with the Rhapsody.
Okay.
Rhapsody.
And how about this film with Errol Garner, or about Errol Garner? Errol Garner, No One Can Hear You Read.
Errol Garner wrote Misty, for those who remember.
Mm-hmm.
Those who don't know Misty, will tell you this about Errol. Errol, in the film, his wife, Errol was on television more than any other musician you see on television today.
Right, yeah.
Every Johnny Carson, etc. His sister said that he never played piano like a child. You know, you get up, kid starts playing one finger. Earl got out of his crib at 3 years old, went downstairs, got on the piano, and started to play chords.
Mm.
And that's what you get a chance to see. This genius, this great person that we, again, the tradition and understanding. There's another film I really don't want you guys to miss. It's called Learning How to Read to Teach My Fellows.
Mm.
Learning How to Read to Teach My Fellows.
And this is, what day is this one?
That's showing? On Friday, August 8th at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's an incredible film about young Angolan filmmakers. Young Angolan musicians travel to Brazil to see the connection between Brazil, Angola, and Africa, They go to San Paulo, they go to Bahia where the black folks are from. Mm-hmm. They trace it all the way back up to the blues in New Orleans, and you got brothers singing the blues in Portuguese from Angola in Brazil.
Wow. That's really all about that global fusion that you know, with the internet and us coming together, we should all be aware of that so many things happen because of something far away that you have no idea about. And finally, I want to talk about this film, which is actually out of the Netherlands. And I'm a big fan of this group, the Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, which are the Coran brothers out of Chicago.
Yes.
Their father, Phil Coran, actually played with Sun Ra and also the Arts Ensemble of Chicago. But these young men are incredible because they're nine young men who have a brass band, and they've backed up like Jay-Z and Mos Def. It's really interesting. Talk about that film.
It's fabulous to see them. These young people that got the opportunity to be exposed as a result of their father to all of the music. So they play all the music. You'll hear hip-hop, you'll hear jazz, avant-garde, you hear all Afro-Cuban, Afro-Brazilian, and they are some of the most exciting new musicians. And we felt that, again, we wanted people to see them. It was filmed in Europe as they traveled around.
Yeah.
Their father was a master musician with Sun Ra, but also, by the way, him and Maurice were very close. In fact, he introduced the thumb piano to Maurice White.
The kalimba. Yes.
So it's an enriching kind of experience.
Wonderful.
There's a film that I also think you guys will really appreciate. It's called They Are We. It's a film from Cuba. There was African families in Cuba who used to sing a certain kind of song, had a certain kind of rhythm. You know, the Cubans know all of the rhythms on the drums and all the songs. But they could never find out where that rhythm came from in Africa, where that song came from in Africa. This filmmaker traced that.
Mm.
Then they got the money together to take that whole family and all those musicians from Cuba to Sierra Leone. And they all sit down and connected the music, connected the spirit, and showed the interconnection.
It's beautiful.
It's fabulous.
It's all about building bridges.
Yeah, and the music is fabulous.
I can only imagine.
You don't miss it.
Well, you know what, Babu? I wish we had more time to talk about all these films, man. But if folk want to find out and see the entire listing, they can actually go to your website, which is www.paff.org. And also on Facebook, they can check out /PAFF1992. And that'll show them all the information on the Pan-African Film Festival happening here in Atlanta over there at the Plaza Theater on Ponce de Leon starting tomorrow,
the 7th through the 10th.
To Sunday.
Or just come on by the theater.
Yeah.
We always say you don't need a ticket to go around the world. We're going around the world for 4 days.
I love
that. And the festival comes, brings your energy, comes and gets your entertainment. You can come back and do what you're doing.
Oh.
And thank you very much. And come out. Everybody's listening. And support this station. This is rare to find a jazz station that's really still trying to carry the spirit, culture, the energy. We're always excited to be here.
Well, thank you so much, Babu. I appreciate you for all that you do. And again, congratulations on 22 years of the Pan-African Film Festival, bringing so many different cultures and people together. We can't thank you enough.
Thank you very much. God bless you
in all your future endeavors. And this is happening again August the 7th through the 10th over there at the Historic Plaza Theater on Ponce de Leon. If you want to find out more information, www.paff.org.